All right, let's talk to these people at Bryanston School there near Blandford who've raised £55,000 to build a new school in Cambodia. They've been taking part in a variety of sporting endeavours to raise the funds. It's part of a programme by the United World Services charity to improve the lives of some of the world's poorest children through education. We can talk to Cameron Robertson, who's the school's head boy, and Zee Coxall, who is the school's head girl, who are on the line with me now. Good morning.
Morning. It's Cameron here.
Hey, Cameron.
I've got Zee with me as well.
Lovely stuff. So talk me through this. How did you get involved with this school in Cambodia to start with?
So we initially, for the annual A2 Charities Weekend, Cam and I decided that we wanted to build a school to have a physical evidence for change for the lives of many children. And we did some research and came across United World Schools. And, I mean, initially we loved their ethos of just purely helping and providing education for children. And we saw that they had many opportunities for help across different regions around the world. And we loved the opportunity and we phoned them and we had a very personal connection with the charity just from the first conversation we had with them.
Yeah, of course. And what did you learn, Cameron, about Cambodia? I mean, is this a particularly deprived corner of the country that you're working in?
Absolutely. You mean there's real sort of tough times for children in Cambodia and sort of across the world. And as students at Bryanston School, we really wanted to sort of come together, unite as a community in order to transform the lives of children who were far less fortunate than ourselves.
Zee, what kind of things did you do to raise this cash?
So, I mean, there were a lot of stuff going on, ranging from a dance show, music concerts, a lunch organised by students for parents, a very entertaining dog show. And these were all run and organised by students, which was very, very special in my opinion. And we had a new initiative called the Whole School Challenge, where we brought every single person in the school together and they set their own challenge, let's say running half a marathon or swimming or climbing, and they just got sponsorships to fund their challenge that they had set for themselves.
And Cameron, just finally, am I right in saying that £55,000, that's enough to fund two schools now?
Oh, absolutely. So we set out with quite an ambitious aim that was £29,000. And we've gone way past this. And we're now in the position where we're able to build two schools, one in Cambodia and one in Myanmar. And you mean this is pretty surreal considering where we were a couple of months ago. And as you mean, Zee's touched on it, but we were quite simply overwhelmed by the support that we've got from the whole of the Bryanston community, not just the pupils, but the staff, everyone sort of pulled together. And really, it was quite simply, it was a magical weekend and one that will change so many lives.
All right, well, look, sit tight, stay on the line. Cameron Robertson, who's a school's head boy at Bryanston School, and Zee Coxall as well, who's the head girl there, because we can cross to Cambodia now and speak to Katie Brand from the United World Schools charity. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Well, morning for you, afternoon for us.
Oh, see, this is technology, isn't it? Listen to the sound. Absolutely. Quality there in Cambodia. So, I mean, Zee and Cameron touched on it there. What kind of situation do pupils find themselves in Cambodia, or children rather of school-going age, let's say?
We're coming from a background, these children have nothing. You know, they work or they live in rural communities where many of the villages have no access to electricity, to running water. It's poverty at its extreme.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously Bryanston is a school that does have a lot going for it. And that kind of disparity, the fact that these school pupils have come together, realise that there can be that difference between the haves and have-nots and have done this much effort to raise that much money. It's, you know, good going.
I think it's absolutely phenomenal. The total that they have raised is purely incredible. And, you know, a huge thanks to the Bryanston community, but especially to Cam and Zee for leading this. I mean, it's pure persistence and badgering and you know, it's just amazing.
Does this, I mean, is this money ring fenced now? Will it literally, they said, I think £29,000 initially to build the Cambodian school. Will that now go out and you'll take that money, you'll go and buy bricks and mortar and hire, you know, workmen and women to come and build this place?
We have now the green light for Phnom Roel Village, which is in Krache province, which means the building will start as soon as they've got the wood for the building. Our schools are made from wood.
Right.
That will start and hopefully be open and up for business at the beginning of the new academic year. So it's very, very exciting. It makes such a difference in these communities.
Okay. Well, look, let me just cross back to Bryanston and speak to Cam and Zay as well. What about that then, Cam and Zay? Live link up with Cambodia. Is this anything that you can do now? Would you like to go across and maybe see some of the work being done?
Definitely. I mean, a group of students, we've already organised a trip to Cambodia. We won't be involved with building for safety. I mean, we've been told that we're not really kind of ready to build, but we will go and help educate the children, meet all members of the community and just spend time with them.
I think what sort of is the best thing about it, that it will sort of remain Bryanston's legacy school forevermore. So 20 years down the line, students will still be able to go out there and support the project. And really, from that sense, it's quite special.
Outstanding. Really lovely to talk to you this morning. Katie Brand from the United World Schools Charity. And also you heard from Cameron Robertson and Zainab Coxall, head boy and head girl at Bryanston School near Blandford.